KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Two brothers are currently appearing in the Durban Magistrates Court in connection with the murder of a local businessman. Farrell and Darren Govender were arrested earlier this month. It's after Shailen Singh, the owner of a logistics company, was shot and killed in Umhlanga last year. Now, the court in which the matter is being heard is filled with supporters of both Singh and the Govenders, who are making their second appearance for a possible bail application. Pickets were held outside the premises earlier. Abed Syed from the African Movement Congress is calling for justice for the slain businessman.
All I can say is we want this case to go fully ahead. We want justice to prevail, and we will be monitoring this case.
Workers and friends of the suspects are also there. Joyce Lazarus, a neighbor, is one of them.
Today, I put my faith, I put my trust, and I put everything on these children. They are innocent.
Basic Education Minister Siviwe Kwahube says an investigation into allegations of a leak of the 2024 matric exam results is currently underway. She says they became aware of a potential breach 2 days ago.
The breach seems to have happened only at the tail end that pertains to the verified results that have already been finalized. The reason why I make that distinction clear is so that it can be clear to everybody that these, we are talking about the results themselves that very well may have been leaked.
The minister spoke at the Top Achievers Ministerial Breakfast in Gauteng this morning. It comes amid reports that some online sites have allegedly been selling results for 100 rand before tonight's official release. Kwahube says a probe by the Hawks and state security is at an advanced stage.
Sharing the results with certain stakeholders, got to tighten our processes there. If we have been victim of a cyber crime, then we are dealing with it. And I want to assure the people of South Africa that we will make sure law enforcement agencies are moving at pace to make sure that an arrest is made.
And abroad, Mozambique is set to swear in its new parliament today, following months of deadly protests over an election in October that the opposition said was rigged. Opposition leader Venancio Mondlane has called on his supporters to hold peaceful protests from today until Wednesday, when Frelimo's Daniel Chapo is due to be installed as president. Two opposition parties announced they would boycott today's session, which will swear in new parliamentarians. There's a yellow level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms over the southwestern parts of the province today, as well as a level 2 alert for disruptive rain over the south coast of KZN. Durban, a high of 23, Pietermaritzburg 20, Richards Bay 25. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudial.